Is your club suffering from a lack of media exposure and not enough publicity? Are your own members and supporters constantly shrugging their shoulders and saying, "We didn't know that"? Or are you a parent of a talented child whose sporting achievements have gone unnoticed and you are wondering why? We can make all the excuses under the sun while we are the victims. Or we can get the help of the experts. At Community Sports Media Services, our mission is to allow all community sporting organisations an opportunity to promote and publicise their achievements, activities and important internal club information to their players, members and supporters, as well as provide a tool for promoting the club to all interested outside parties. To find out how we can take your club to the next level, ring us on 0402 012 716 or email communitysportsmedia@gmail.com. Don't forget to like our Facebook page, Community Sports Media Services. Don't let your club remain in the shadows of obscurity. Come out into the spotlight and shine. It's showtime. On the line, we have got Ryan Horrocks, who's standing on platform 5 on Paris train station waiting for a train to Montpellier. Is that right, Ryan?
Oh, not quite, Ponty, but I love your attempted accent. Well done.
I did it in secondary school. It's been a long, long time. But, mate, how is it? He's actually standing at Lara train station and pretending he's in France, but he doesn't want his parents to know. No, that's not true. Mate, the first few days in France, the FIFA Women's World Cup, you were at the game. Tell us all about it, Australia and Italy.
Well, it was fantastic, mostly because of the rural town feel, I guess, compared to the couple of games that we've been to in Paris at the moment, where it's such a big city and a tournament that's nowhere near the men's size at the moment. It doesn't quite get the same feel. Mm. But in this tiny little city of Valencia, it was fantastic. The whole town knew about it. They knew who was playing and what day was on, and they were ready to go. We were at the little strip just outside of the stadium where there's about four or five bars, and they were ready to go 4 hours beforehand, pumping out all the beers and everything, and no one was even there yet. And they were more keen than either the Australians or the Italians, I think. And, it was really quite incredible.
Well, that was going to be my next question. What's the vibe like around France at the moment? What's the mood, the atmosphere? Is it anything, you know, akin to what we're used to when it's the European Champions League or the UEFA Championships or the World Cup that we saw in years gone by in France, for example?
Well, it's definitely not up there with the men's in the big cities, like I was saying before. In Paris, it was all over the place for the men's. Everywhere you looked, there was someone wearing a shirt, and it's not quite the same here in the city. But like I said, in those little cities, that's why I'm really keen to get to Montpellier. I know all the Australians will be down there already, and the Brazilians will start to flow through really quickly. And on game day, I know that atmosphere is going to be fantastic. It already has been. In the stadiums during the games, I was there for France and Korea, and there was 45,000 people there, and that was fantastic. The majority of the crowd was young people, which was the most promising thing, I think. All the local young people getting behind it means that at least those next generations through have got a real appreciation for the women's sport.
Now, before we go on any further, public service announcement, Rebecca Horrocks, Ryan is not at the Lara train station. I repeat, Ryan is not at the Lara train station. She's sending a message that she's on her way down there to go see you now. No, he's actually in France.
I just wanted to know about the players themselves. Like, has there been any sort of star sightings or anything like that? Do the players sort of get out and make appearances around the town, or?
They're in hiding. I think the camps are in ultimate lockdown at the moment. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen or heard of anyone. And from what you can see on the social media, all the buses and everything come from little remote places, and they've got their own hotels and everything like that. And there's no chance of the spotting so far, and I don't think that's going to change,
right?
Unfortunately.
Now, you went to the Argentina-Japan game last night. How was that, say, compared to the Australia-Italy game, atmosphere-wise, or, you know, quality that you saw and et cetera?
The quality, to be honest, I think Australia have a lot of really good quality. I think we've been a little bit harsh on them, but I guess that's what we expect is really top quality from Australia, and we want to continue to expect that. If we continue those high expectations, then the only place to go is up. We saw, how strongly Argentina celebrated at 0-0. We couldn't quite believe it in the stands. We felt like they only had one or two shots. I think they ended up with about five and just one on target. But the quality of those two sides definitely wasn't quite there with Australia, and it did put things into perspective a little bit. We were so disheartened after the late loss to Italy, but I guess, it's not all doom and gloom. It's not over yet. Two games to go.
How are you getting by with the language? Do most people speak English over there? Or, you often hear that the French don't like to speak anything other than French. How's your French, by the way?
Mine's okay. I'm not as far out of high school as you are, Conchi. So
cut him off. Can we cut him off right now? Right now?
No, so I can push through when I need to. But, look, they definitely try to open up in French with you. And if you start to communicate in French with them, then they're pretty good. But in those littler towns, it really is do or die. If you don't speak French to them, then there's no chance. You're busy pointing at a picture on your phone, hoping for the best.
Bit disappointed, actually, that you're having a bit of pick on my friend Tonchi here. He was actually saying what a great coach you were before, and he said to me, oh, how are the Lara girls going this year? Do you remember how they went in their last run, the Div 1 team?
The Div 1 team? Yeah, they because we had the catch-up round tonight, and we got the bye coming up this weekend.
Yeah, I know. I just mean the last game you played. Down at Drysdale.
Yeah, I think I've forgotten, Andrew. I've just been so many games recently, so I don't know. I think that's
over. Ryan, the last time you and I did a co-commentating of a game, it was the Galaxy game at the GMHBA Stadium, and immediately the week after that, you were so inspired that the girls ended up winning their first game. So I think once you get back from France, a co-commentary gig, I think, is the doctor's order.
Well, we'll see how they go coming up against Geelong Rangers in a couple of weeks. Yeah. I'll let them have to call every week, Conchie.
Absolutely. What's the plans from here on end?
We go to Montpellier today for a couple of days. We're going to settle down there for the first time. We've been moving around a lot.
And we're not talking about Montpellier Primary School in Huyton. We're talking about Montpellier in France. Let's get this right.
Yeah, very, very down south in France. So I can't wait. Hopefully we get some better weather than we've had. It feels a little bit like Geelong weather-wise in Paris at the moment. But once we go there, we'll go back to Paris and float around for a couple of games there, watch the US, which should be really, really entertaining. I think they're going to be massive again, as they always are. I cannot wait to see them. Before we head down to Lyon, we'll catch up with my cousin Leah, who was playing at Lara last year. And she's back in Manchester now, so she'll come down to Lyon with myself and Rachel, and we'll go watch the two semi-finals and the World Cup final.
Oh, fantastic. Nice little reunion there. On that note, mate, we're wishing you all the very, very best. Thank you very much for joining us all the way from France. And certainly we hope you have a nice, safe trip and a safe return. And we look forward to hearing some more stories from the World Cup. Thank you very much, Ryan.
Yeah, really appreciate your time, Ryan. Thank you.
Thanks, Andrew. Hope those Lara girls get up while I'm away.